I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arabic English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us in today's episode of Muslim Lady. Well, this is Asma, your host. Once more, I have the pleasure to be in this studio. And here with me, I have Sister Rehana. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum to our dear listeners. I'm very happy to be here. And of course, Ramadan Kareem to all of my
Yes, of course.
Muslim
Thank
friends
you for bringing
all over the world.
Up. So that's very amazing. Ramadan Kareem to you and to everyone who's listening to us, and especially to the Muslim ladies. I think when the holy month of Ramadan comes, all the mothers and all the Muslim ladies are going to go through too much. Whatever they do is going to be doubled up. So before we get into our discussion, I just want you to introduce yourself very much briefly for those who still are not familiar with you.
I'm Rehana Paysapar, and I'm an Islamic researcher, especially on women's issues in today's age. And I am also a mother.
Ah, that's very amazing. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something which is unfortunately something that has been common. Nowadays, in today's world, we see that the first problem that gets in the life of couples, the first solution that they get to meet is divorce. And divorce is not an easy thing in a religion. Like, you have to give it a second thought, a third thought, and not very quickly get into it. I'm sure there are a lot of alternatives to and a lot of solutions in order for divorce to get away. Like, to for this choice to fade away and not to be considered as a choice, which is, I guess, about the relationship between the couples, like how they could moderate the situation so that they would not get into divorce, from an Islamic perspective, of course.
In Islam, divorce is one of the things that is permissible, but has been very much condemned.
Yeah.
So it is not to be taken lightly at all whatsoever. However, in today's society, we see that it has become more common for couples to resort to this way whenever they get into a dispute or they feel they've reached a dead end, so to speak.
But religiously speaking, it's the last solution. Like,
yes,
you have tried all the situations, all the solutions, all the ways to get out of this entanglement. And then the last choice is divorce.
Exactly. And there is a narration from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that says, among that which Allah has made permissible, there is nothing he hates more than divorce. And Allah hates a man who divorces and marries many women. So it is permissible as a last resort. However, it must not be taken lightly at all.
Exactly. In order to get a clear slate in here, let's just talk about the reasons and the ways that are going to lead to divorce. Like, what happens in a family? Because, you know, this institution, family institution, is not an easy thing to be broken, to be destroyed. So what happens to a married life in which they get to this decision that, okay, divorce is the best way?
Well, there are some reasons that we will mention, of course. But it is important to note that for all of these reasons that we're going to mention, we're going to talk about the ways that Islam has...
suggested.
Yeah, the ways that Islam has suggested to, first of all, prevent these problems from occurring in the first place, because, of course, prevention is the best remedy. And secondly, to resolve these situations, resolve any disputes if they occur. Because, well, it's very possible, of course, for a married couple to have dispute at one point or another in their life.
Yeah, that's very common. Yes. I mean, like, siblings even get into a dispute, they would even hate each other for a temporary time. But the thing is that they would not get to cut each other from their existence.
Yes, exactly. It happens to everyone, of course. In any relationship,
yeah.
You might have a falling out for a short period. And the important thing to remember is to not give up. One of the reasons that people mention when they give reasons for divorce is when they lose attraction for each other. So it can happen...
Which is very normal, I guess.
Yes,
like after a certain time, after a certain span of time, we're going to get used to each other. First, when a relationship is going to start, when a life is going to be built, you have some attraction for each other, like, this is a new world, I'm a new world, so it's like you're going to discover another universe. So for sure, after a short time, you would come to this point that, okay, he or she is just somebody like me, we are so ordinary people, like we have our flaws, we can err sometimes, we're prone to err. And we're not all beautiful. It's not all about the good features that I have. Sometimes I might turn into a monster. So these things are very, real.
Yes, but I would like to separate it into two different parts.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is, well, the passion and the honeymoon phase, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
That just ends after a short while. So this is one side of it. The honeymoon phase ends eventually, and it happens in every relationship.
The title says it all.
Yes, so it ends. And I believe the reason that, perhaps mostly in the world of celebrities, the reason that we see their marriages ending so quickly after 2 years or 1 year...
In a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I think that is the main reason for their divorces. So,
like the honeymoon phase ends.
Exactly. So that first period where there is lots of passion, that just ends eventually, obviously. It can't last forever.
Still, we are in the introductory phase, and we went to the point that, okay, one of the factors that will lead to divorce is the fact that maybe the honeymoon phase is ending and we're meeting the reality. We're facing the reality. And sometimes this reality is not as beautiful as we have imagined that in our mind.
Well, we said that there must be a distinction when people say that the reason for their divorce is loss of attraction, or we just, some celebrities say we lost our spark. We must make the distinction between, firstly, the honeymoon phase ending. And for that, I believe the solution that Islam gives is to get married with an open eye and to decide not just with your heart, but also with your logic, with
exactly.
your brain. So, because eventually the couple will see reality, they mm-hmm. will meet reality and see the flaws of one another. And
yeah.
if the only reason that they got married was because of an initial attraction, and they ignored all of the red flags, all of the incompatibilities, just because they were in love, so to speak.
Yeah, like building castle. Whenever they say, I fell in love and then we married and then we come now to divorce, I just remember that building castles in the sky. Like you have a balloon of hallucination in your mind and then reality comes and prick that balloon. Because you have to face this reality that we all are human beings and nobody is perfect. This is the very first step.
Exactly. We're going to eventually see the realities. We're
yeah.
going to live in reality after
yeah.
the honeymoon phase ends. So after that, we must have some other foundation to continue building the relationship
exactly.
other than that initial passion and love.
The spark.
Yes, the spark, exactly. So for that, Islam actually, the criteria that Islam offers when looking for a partner is very logical. So it's very much based in logic. And it tells men and women to choose their husbands and wives wisely and choose people who are at the same level in different ways. So inshallah, we will have other episodes talking about what criteria we must have when choosing a spouse. But that is for another episode, inshallah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So firstly, we must choose our spouse wisely so that there's something to build the relationship on.
Right now we're talking about the factors. So the honeymoon phase ends. This is one of the factors, like you're facing the reality. Another factor?
Another factor is when people say, okay, so we've realized the realities, we're continuing our lives together, and then after a while, we just lose our attraction. They say, oh, we've grown apart, and we just don't have that spark anymore. Another reason for that is that the spouses don't spend enough quality time together.
I guess they do not know how, they're not skilled enough to have communication with each other.
Yes, and to maintain that attraction. Yeah. Attraction must be maintained through acts of love.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Exactly. So that is it. Like, after they get married, the couple might just stop trying. They think that it has to go naturally, but
they,
it's something
you
build.
They take everything for granted.
Exactly. So we must actually be actively building that love and passion throughout the relationship. And sometimes it's it might be hard work. Maybe.
Of course it is. You see, the marriage in itself is a concept that is very difficult. When I usually see people abruptly getting into marriage, I just wonder, how this quickly? How? Because, you know, you have to give a second thought to everything. So relationship is not something that you get into it, like you jump off the cliff and throw yourself into it and then let it go the way it is. Go by the currents. No, it's not like that. You have to spend time. You have to concentrate, focus. You have to give it all your heart and love and life.
Yeah, so that is it. It's hard work sometimes.
Of course.
But you have to put in the work to have a happy and long marriage. And something else that plays a role here, maybe the couple lose interest because of factors outside of their relationship.
Like, for example?
For example, as is depicted in many movies and stories.
They depict it perfectly, actually.
Yeah. We see that a lot of times marriages end because one person, maybe, starts to find attractiveness in someone outside of the marriage. So because of that, they slowly start to lose interest in their own spouse.
And which, by the way, why do you think this happens? Like, I mean, you're married, you're devoted and committed to a to an institution. Why would you go and search your happiness somewhere else?
I believe maybe it's not always the case that they actively search for it outside of the family.
So you mean unconsciously that happens?
Yes. I think that a lot of the times it happens unconsciously, and the way to prevent it, as we talked about in our previous episode, I believe, is the concept of hijab.
Lower your gaze.
Exactly. For men to lower their gaze, and women, of course.
Of course, yes.
To observe hijab for women to prevent other men from becoming disheartened from their wives, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
To cover your beauty. And, of course, the hijab in your mannerism towards non-mahram people. So if men and women observed hijab in their behavior and do not get close and too friendly with non-mahram people, then that would prevent a connection, an emotional connection happening with someone outside of the marriage.
Yeah. So we see
a lot
of times.
And they would
save the lives of other women.
Exactly.
Now, as Muslim ladies, we have to back each other up. Like, we have to be a
girl
help for each other. Exactly. So up until now, we talked about some factors that would lead to divorce. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. So in other episodes, we're going to cover more and more of reasons and solutions. But until now, thank you, Sister Rehane, and thank you, dear listeners. This is all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.